call a September 20th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Is excused.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise, remove your caps, and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Matt. You caught me halfway in the sentence. Good job. Alderwoman Wilhelm is recovering from surgery. That's why she's not here this evening. She is improving. So, okay, in your pack, we have a quorum. We move on to item B, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Yeah, you are a citizen. The next guy, maybe not.
My name is Kathy Hahn, live at 8026 West Forest Hill Avenue, and I'm here representing FAPSU along with some of our other members. FAPSU is Franklin Area Parents and Students United, and our whole focus is on preventing our Franklin youth from starting to use any kind of drugs. Our membership includes people from the whole community. We have representatives from Franklin Public Schools. In fact, the superintendent signed on as a supporter, the Franklin Police Department, the Health Department, businesses including Cousins, Altius Gymnastics. We have representatives from the Rotary Club, faith community, parents, grandparents, our municipal judge. We have representative here tonight from Rosecrans, and we have our faith community representative with us. FAPSU began meeting in 2010, and we have provided many community events to educate the community, especially parents, about the whole problem of drugs and their youth. And our events and programs have been quite successful. We want to thank all of you, Mr. Mayor and the council, because you have been supportive of all of our activities in the past. This year was pretty exceptional. We really pulled together all of our resources, and we wrote for a federal grant. It's called the Drug-Free Communities Grant, and miracle of miracles, on September 1st, Franklin was chosen as one of the communities that they were going to fund. This doesn't happen to most coalitions on their first try of writing this very difficult grant, we are hoping that you'll accept this money so that we can hire a coordinator to organize all of our events. In the past, it's all been just members on their volunteer time coming together to work on this. Our work plan is based on best practices, so we really hope to make a difference. So we hope and pray tonight, it's item 15, that when that comes up, there's an ordinance change that you'll accept the $500,000 that will be given to this coalition over 5 years to prevent drug use by Franklin youth. We may not all be able to stay to the item number 15 when you're voting, but just know that our core members that are coming faithfully to our monthly meetings and almost 300 people that are on the mailing list that want to get the information are in support and looking for you to say yes to that money so we can make a real difference in Franklin. And I think some of these other members would just like to say a word or two.
Fred, a word or two?
Good to see everybody again. Fred, a word or two. That's unusual, isn't it? Fred Clements, 9399 South Cobblestone Way, Franklin. Over the Labor Day three-day weekend this year, 12 Milwaukee County youths were killed by heroin overdoses. And in addition, another 5 were saved only because the fire department was able to administer Narcan to those overdose victims in time to save their lives. But had that not happened, there would have been 17 youths. Had those youths died of pneumonia or some other disease or some kind, people would have been up in arms about this epidemic hitting our community. And I think because it was drugs, it tends to get lost in the shuffle of so many other events that we hear about and learn about. One of the deaths, one of the 12 deaths that occurred that weekend was in Oak Creek. So if there are people who are thinking, well, we don't have to worry, we're in the suburbs here, we're not in the part of the city of Milwaukee, we really don't have this problem, history unfortunately shows that that really isn't true. This grant will not cost the city taxpayers anything. This is a grant that we will use over a period of 5 years, and it is primarily for the purpose of hiring one person who would work under the auspices of the health department to try to bring together these programs and coordinate all these different groups that want to get involved. Right now, we're just trying to do this as volunteers, and it's very difficult for us to make things work and work with schedules and that type of thing. So we are very, very hopeful that you will approve this grant. This will give us a chance to do something. It'll give us a chance to be on the cutting edge. I'm glad to say that as far as I know, none of those 17 people that had overdoses that weekend on Labor Day weekend were from Franklin, but this will give us a chance to make sure that in Labor Day to come and other holiday weekends to come, Franklin won't be included again. We're going to get ahead of this problem with your help, and I sure hope you will vote in favor of it when it comes up on your agenda tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Good evening. I'd like to thank the Common Council for allowing me to speak this evening. My name is Michael Nicholson, and I'm the regional manager for Rosecrans in Wisconsin. Rosecrans is a company that's been working with adolescents and young adults for over 100 years in Rockford, Illinois. And in January of this year, we opened an outpatient treatment office in Hales Corners, offering assessment, substance abuse treatment, and family support groups. We became involved with FAPSU soon after opening, and I represent the substance abuse organization sector, which is one of the 12 community sectors that participate within FAPSU. FAPSU's mission is to prevent, reduce alcohol, tobacco, and other drug use in the community, as well as empower youth to make healthier choices, becoming involved became a very easy choice, as their mission is one that we can support and assist along the way. FAPSU is a community coalition, and we are now a part of this community with our office in Hales Corner and want to do our part in this community. Again, I want to thank the Common Council for their support in FAPSU's work and hopefully accepting the five-year grant. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kathy. Good to see you. Anyone else from the citizens wishing to speak?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the Common Council. My name is Rick Eaton. I live at 7710 South 51st Street, condo number 201. I'm just here to say I hope that the Common Council continues to approve what they did 2 weeks ago at the Rock Sports Complex for the baseball diamond. If you drive around Milwaukee County, you will see there's all kinds of economic development going on. Oak Creek is booming with economic development. Even Greenfield is now booming with economic development. Some of this is done through TIF districts. Some of it is not done through TIF districts. And this is a great opportunity for this city to move forward. And this kind of things brings economic development to the communities. We are not privileged to having a freeway exit here, which would really help out. That's why that is precisely why what happened in Oak Creek, they put that ramp in off of Drexel Avenue. But off of 84th Street and Layton Avenue, gigantic development going there. Meyer chose where they're at specifically because of the freeway off-ramp. We have an opportunity here. We can see the hotel came up because of rumors of the ballpark going in. This spurs economic development. The good news about economic development is they don't put any children in school. School is always an expensive thing, and we need to support that. But we also need to have economic development, and I hope you continue to approve that tonight. And I've heard there's a motion to reconsider. I hope that doesn't happen. I just wish that last 2 weeks ago you would have made a motion to reconsider and reaffirm at that meeting, but you didn't. But I'm just here to hope that things go well. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Eaton. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Troya. I live at 8645 West Hawthorne Lane, which is adjacent to the Rock development. Recently, there were some borings that they did there. I don't know if everyone here is aware of them, but the pressure from the methane gas underground is considerable. There's rocks flying in the air. It went on for about 2 days. They did several borings. In any event, as for what the reason was, I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Better.
In any event, if there's that much pressure underground, now you're going to put a 4,000-person stadium on top of the ground, plus people and cars. Where is that gas going to dissipate? It's not an engineering question. It's a common sense thing. There's already been two homes in that adjacent area across the street from us that have had problems. The basement has been, in fact, one person I know firsthand came over to our house because the fire department evacuated them from the house because the basement was all aglow. It's just a common sense thing. I don't know where you folks are coming from. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Troy.
Hello, Tom Kowalski, 8815 West Meadow Lane. I'd also like to express my opposition to the ballpark comments. I'd like to look at it from two aspects. One is, as far as the TIF, we keep hearing about this development it's going to spur. When you're looking at getting the recreational, commercial, and residential all grouped in, what's left to develop? You're giving it all there as a package. If you're just looking at one aspect and saying it's going to spur the rest, I could see some logic there. Whether or not it would be correct is a different matter. But to put it all in, there's nothing left to develop to spur. You're giving the whole package right then and there, and we're not going to see anything from it for 20-some years. Secondly, I've heard comments from neighbors who have spoken to you that, you know, similar comments to like, well, I can count on my hands how many people are opposed to this. It's widely preferred. Well, this isn't a popularity contest. A lot of the city is not really aware of the details. They haven't gone through the financials. The people living closest have. But your jobs are to look at the numbers, to make sense of it, not to do yes, yes, no, 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 no's when, yes, when. Make sense of it, and that's all I ask. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Zelansky.
Scott Zelansky from 65 South 68th Street. When we can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Alderman Taylor, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
When we started this discussion, Alderwoman Wilhelm indicated that we have to state the facts. And I think, Mayor, on many occasions, you have gone out of your way, correctly so, to make sure that we state the truth and not rumors. Okay? I went and I did read the agenda for tonight, and there is on item G2 the reconsideration of the amendment to approve the TIF project. And I then went and dug in further as to the packet that was supplied. And in that packet, there was, I think it was page 13, second paragraph from the bottom, starts off subsequential to this meeting. Alderwoman Mayor looked at some reports, right? And thanks to you and our economic director, you were able to supply me that report that I could read it as well. So my question to the council, have you all seen that report? Okay. So one of the things that concerned me is that report was dated July 27th, okay? And that report summarized borings that were being done in that landfill area. What concerned me is that I think it was four or five of those borings hit pockets of combustible gas such that they had to stop boring and vent that gas not only for a day or for 2 days, but in some instances up to 2 weeks. Okay, my concern is that, and I know, Mayor, you've said that is between the developer and the county, but you have potential hazards of combustible gas being vented where the person doing the drilling has evacuated because of concerns of it blowing up. What I'm asking is that in the future, there needs to be some more communication between what they're doing and any potential danger to residents that are living along Hawthorne, that they have hit areas of combustible gas that are being vented out. All right. Number two is that I'm a little bit confused because that report was dated July 27th, and yet the project development plan supplied by Ehlers, clearly shows that there's a very large indoor sports complex, and that sports complex has a value of $10 million, which is part of the $100 million that Alderman Taylor reminds us that that's the total, you know, development investment. But what I did find in the next line said that that is now been removed and being replaced by a golf dome or whatever, but it made it clear that because of the economic, because of the environmental response or drilling, that that large indoor sports complex is not viable. So I'm just trying to get everybody to understand that the Franklin Now newspaper, the Journal, the Wisconsin Business Times, and other articles have shown this big picture of this very large indoor sports complex. And we vote, or you voted, on that being part of the Ehlers project. But that's not in it, right? Then I read later on that developer Morso has removed townhouses and one complete apartment building. So that $60 million that is allotted for that isn't going to be $60 million. So I guess that I know that Alderwoman Mayor is probably on a short plank and ain't going to go anywhere. But I think the point being is that I think you need to vote on something that is representative of what was available on July 27th. And when I did read the report that Ehlers put together, it said that the weasel words, you know, this is just a projection and it doesn't mean anything and things can change. When we're talking about eliminating one major component, reducing a second major component, all of that no longer adding up to $100 million, all right? I think that, and what impact has that, does that do on the economic study that was done earlier to promote this? Maybe what should be done is these, the new development that the developer has given you should be put back in, and then the numbers recrunched before you vote on it. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Looks like Denise is okay.
Maybe Thursday I'll get rid of this. Thank God. Jim Radlevich, orthopedic surgeon at 9901 West Rawson Avenue. Been here, been a citizen of Franklin for 30 years. The reason I'm speaking today is I want to establish that Mr. Ron Gent had provided the Common Council with his papers on the EPA, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the county engineers, showing why, from prior studies done, it's impossible to have a project like the Rock and be safe for safety of the people attending as well as the surrounding community. I want to establish that this is put into our minutes, that everyone on the Common Council has received a copy of that, of those restrictions, and why in the past development of that area was not done because of safety. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor, and good luck Thursday.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Hi, Trey.
Joy Dragunas Zingales, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale, Wisconsin. I'm here to, I guess, support the reconsideration, number one. I think there's great basis for doing so. The reports that were just mentioned are just a piece of that pie. Number two, I'm extremely concerned after reading some of these reports when the borings were done that so much of this gas that contains toxic material was being vented for approximately 2 weeks. Being Greendale, being right across the street, I'm downwind. I'm down gradient. Not happy. I already do have a call into my doctor regarding this because for many years I suffered with migraine headaches. In the past year to 2 years or so, I have not due to treatments that I've been doing. This June, I started with my migraine headaches again. We could not figure out why. I've been under continuous supervision due to a surgery that I've had. And we have noted that all of a sudden, these migraines are spiking up again. My endocrine issues are spiking up again. We couldn't figure that out. But if you look into what the carcinogens are in these gases underneath that soil, it makes a lot of sense. It affects the endocrine system. It affects the liver. It can cause cancers. They are cancer-causing. And these carcinogens attach themselves to oxygen. Therefore, it's released into the air. Now we look at the air quality reports. The air quality reports support that. And I know some people have said, oh, these reports are old. Great. I totally agree. Let's do new ones. I'm in complete support of doing new ones. But a completely independent company that has never been tied to Franklin, Greendale, the county, or the developer. I do know from speaking with people who have helped me in my journey on this, as well as looking over documents, that we don't have people in the Midwest who can do a lot of this testing, and we have to go and outsource to California. I think it's a great idea. And if those reports come back and we're safe and we're good to go, then we have a different conversation. But until then, I don't feel that this should move forward at all. Once again, we were told, until we get DNR approval, there will be no movement forward. And there has been succession of movement forward. Based on what? An idea? A hope? But not a lot of fact. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Just in time.
Pat Solansky, 8565 South 68th Street. This is a little bit of a different subject. When's the billboard coming down? The current signage banner for Chick-fil-A on the side of the fence facing South 76th Street was placed there without any permits or approvals from the city, and after the planning department informed representatives of the Rock Sports Complex that such signage was not allowed. At the September 8th meeting of the Planning Commission, based upon the preceding information, the Planning Department recommended denial of the subject minor amendment to PDD number 37 for the following reason. The applicant's request for signage is not consistent with the city's current sign regulations, neither those contained within the municipal code nor those contained within the current PDD number 37 ordinance, nor those contained within the city's Unified Development Ordinance. More specifically, the Planning Department believes that the subject request is a significant and excessive departure from the city's current sign-related standards. Based on the recommendation stated, I hope you will vote against granting the variance and have the billboard removed. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Matt Sopasinski, 8750 West Hawthorne Court. guess my only objection with the billboard that I read from the meeting today is it leads everyone outside of Franklin. So it's not really helpful to the city. I wish you guys would vote against it as well. Alderman Will, our mayor, you are not alone. Thank you for your support here. Guys, I'll echo my comments 2 weeks ago. The methane is a problem. I know you guys rushed this vote for September 30th, the deadline to get this tax in place, or the taxable or the TID in place before the year for next year. Do we know what we're saving by getting it approved this year versus next year? What are we? I talked with Aaron a couple days ago, but he didn't know. But can anything be done so that we're not rushing this decision for a couple bucks? I just think we should have an answer to that. Again, with Mrs. Zelansky, that Eller's report was based off of a project that is not what today's is all about. I guess I wish you guys would, if you guys considered the TID based on that report, and that report information is wrong, I hope you guys would take the time to have it redone and vote on it the correct way. Thank you.
Mayor, just a question. What Alderman report are you referring to?
The Eller's report.
Okay, that something's wrong. What was that?
They were basing it on in January and April, there was a 265,000 square foot indoor facility.
Okay, thank you.
In the journal I saw last week, it was down to 25,000, and then in these new documents that we requested from the meeting that were, they were in the report last week, but they somehow were not like brought up in discussion about what actually was. Now it's not even part of the project anymore. In January and April, you guys, it was all or nothing with this project. They needed all these components to work, for this plan to work. The apartments needed this indoor complex, the ballpark, the retail. The indoor complex was actually really the only good thing, except for it was on top of a landfill because it was year-round economics. That has to be a significant impact to what can or not be done with bringing the money to Franklin.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
John Joskis, 8625 West Hawthorne Lane. We've been coming here for several, probably 3 years, discussing this whole topic. This is the first day that I had the Common Council ask a question of us. And that is one of the problems why people don't come to these meetings. You don't get answers. All we do is talk to you, and that's it. Some people are on their phones, fact taxing or whatever they're doing. I'm opposed to all parts of this, including the developer, who is, as just mentioned, the nice sign that he gets paid for doing a Greendale restaurant, etc. So, I mean, why don't we just have a referendum? Somebody mentioned that they have, one of the aldermen, I believe it was, had 1,000 people that said it was great, but only two handfuls that were opposed to it. Now, if you can believe that statement, I got a lot of things to sell you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else?
How are you guys doing? My name is Jerome Jednak, 8072 South 66th Court in Franklin, Wisconsin. I'm here in support of Susan and the referendum to basically take back the vote from last time. I just want to ask some questions so that I kind of know that I'm not lying or misrepresenting any of the facts. Last council meeting, I think Mr. Olson, he said that, or Mayor Olson, you said that the project is with finance costs, et cetera. Franklin is taking on a $30 million obligation. Is that correct?
No.
Well, not taking on, but we're agreeing to fund and support a $30 million TID project.
No, I didn't say that. It's what did you say? $21 million cost plus interest.
Okay, so say that again.
$21 million plus interest possible.
Okay. So there is a cost to Franklin. That's Franklin's occurring, correct? I thought the number that you said
development.
I thought the number you said was $30 million. Last time we were here, you talked to her. You said with interest charges, everything adds up to 30.
It may
million.
Be in the neighborhood, but
okay. So
it's not a hard number.
All right. So regardless of that, my main point is this: is that let's go with 30 million. I think there's, what, 15,000 households in Franklin. Is that a good estimate?
I know where you're going, and your math isn't correct.
Right.
Okay. So my math is incorrect. What I'm trying to say is that we're agreeing to fund a project, okay? We're taking the responsibility of funding this, and we're redlining the funding of it. And I think what we should do as a city is we should use that as leverage to make sure that we do it right. And one of the things that we should do is we should withhold our approval of the proposed plan until we have the environmental studies done, so that we as a community and you as a council and you as a mayor could actually look at the decision before you make the step to make approval to approve the plan for the proposal. I mean, it's just like it's convoluted. The words that you have to negotiate in order to explain what we should be doing, which is simple sense. We're the ones, Franklin, that is signing on to say that we're going to give you $30 million or $26 million or whatever that number is, $21 million. We should at least wait for the environmental reports to be done, and then we should approve any plan that's going on. We were just seeing an example just now of how they did boring tests, and this whole indoor facility might have to be nixed. Who knows what else needs to be nixed from this project? Why don't we wait for that to occur before we give our approval? Second of all, I think the reason why we're not waiting and why we're rushing ahead, somebody mentioned the September 30th deadline so that the values of the property could go back to January 1st, 2016, et cetera. That might be a negligible cost. I do think that we should have that data and know how much that difference is, but I think that's negligible. I think the most important aspect of this is that, I lost my train of thought because it's so convoluted. We have a duty as a society to make sure that we take care of ourselves and use our pocketbook as leverage to do what's best for the citizens of Franklin. And I think waiting for the approval is important. And I think pushing this through before the environmental data and then putting in a contingency that if the DNR approves it, everything's good, I think is doesn't necessarily make sense. Because basically what we're doing then by doing that is we're foregoing our voice on talking about what happens with the environmental data. By putting a contingency on the DNR, you're basically saying with 100% certainty that no matter what the DNR comes up with, as long as they approve it, you're going to be fine. And I don't think any of us here are future tellers. I think some of us could maybe come up with scenarios where the DNR might approve it, but maybe your mind might change about this project. Maybe what they're going to say is, you know what, we're going to approve this project, it's going to go ahead, but it's going to make the environment around the complex more toxic than what it already is. It's going to take us back. So nobody really knows what is going to happen with these environmental reports or these environmental data. So I think we should use leverage. And I hate the fact that I'm going to actually quote Donald Trump here, but you got to do the art of the deal. You can't give away your negotiating chip right away before you even tackle one of the biggest components about building on a landfill, which is the health and environmental impact. And that's all I have to say. I really think that I may be messed up by going onto Facebook and not talking to you guys individually while this was going on. But I've had a child, and I just moved to Franklin 3 years ago. I own my own business and started it 3 years ago. So maybe in the future I'll do a better job of communicating with you guys. But I really think that a token to the community would be using our leverage. We're signing on to take on this obligation of $20 million, $30 million, let's use that leverage to make sure that our community is safe, healthy, and there's not more environmental damage than what is already happening.
Thank you. I'm hearing some things this evening that are...
Is this going to address anything I've said?
In general, but not... I'm hearing things tonight that are not... They're not untrue, but they're taken out of context or not necessarily correctly positioned. And you'll hear explanations of that when the agenda item comes up. So, Mr. Green.
Casper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. Mr. Mayor, I might ask you a question, and because you are the chair of the council, and so I think it's proper for you to answer them. Now, I've been coming here for almost 24 years, so I think I know how this council works. I think I know the rules and regulations of the council. And this segment of our agenda is called Citizens Comment Period. when we get up here to make a comment, it is not necessarily your responsibility to respond to every single comment because of the fact, can you imagine how long these citizen comment periods would last if you did try to respond to everyone? So unless this should be, this is the rules, I think. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Mayor. Unless one of you is asked a specific question, you simply don't answer. Am I right on that? That's the way I've experienced it, at least, for the last 24 years.
We are permitted to answer, but we're not required to. Mr. City Attorney.
In any event, one of the previous speakers...
For those of you who didn't hear, the City Attorney said...
Correct.
Okay.
The answer is correct. Unless you are asked a specific question, you just don't answer. Because...
That's not... No.
Did I miss...
Yes. We are permitted to answer, but not required.
All right. That's a better way to put it than I put it. But nevertheless, just because people come here and they make a comment, that doesn't mean that you're supposed to respond to every comment. And one of the previous speakers was upset because you didn't answer respond to him and his questions. But unless you address somebody specifically, I've never seen it so that the council individually will answer the questions. That's my experience, at least.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Anyone else wishing to speak?
And incidentally, I've probably attended probably 85 or 90% of those council meetings in the last 24 years.
Mr. Sobozinski, again.
Mayor, based on your...
See, Casper, you went and did it.
This is a question for you, sir.
What did I do?
Based on your saying you said because the report was a little bit limited on what Alderman Mayor is going to be discussing later on, will we have another time to speak at all?
That's up to the council, but I would recommend against it personally.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one rise, I will close the citizen comment period. Thank you all. Without objection, let's do the. Let's do item C, approval of the regular minutes of September 9th. Excuse me. I incorrectly called it 9th. Alderman Mayor.
I believe it's been corrected, but I wanted to make sure that the wording was clear. There was Alderman Taylor made the motion to approve the TIF, and I made the amendment to the main motion to provide that all non-taxable property in the district be subject of the consideration and negotiation of the payment in lieu of taxes agreement with such subject matter to be noted in the project plan. That was number one. That was unanimous. Second amendment was to the main motion to provide that the project plan also include the provision of air and groundwater quality monitoring to be administered by the Franklin Health Department as they see fit. Initially, we talked about providing finances, but we agreed that we couldn't really put a dollar amount on there, so we're going to leave it to the health officer of the city of Franklin to do the air and quality monitoring as he sees in his professional opinion. So with that, I would go along with it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Without objection, let's move to item G15.
So we should accept... motion to accept the grant.
Second.
And also adopt an ordinance to amend 2015-2198, 2016 annual budget for the grant fund.
That's your second. Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we got the money, so now we need the body. Oh, okay. Okay, Madam Clerk, roll call on the vote.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions on a roll call. Item G16, now we got the money, we got the authorization to fill the position.
Motion the Director of Health and Human Services to approve Drug-Free Community Grant Coalition Coordinator Jobs Description, and number 2, to authorize filling the position as a 0.75. position.
Second.
Alderman Mayor, then Alderwoman Mayor.
Okay. Did we get a second on it?
Yes.
Okay. This didn't make it to personnel because we did not have a personnel meeting last week. Otherwise, we would have discussed it, but I don't think anybody have any issues with it. I certainly don't. Just one point of grammar that we would have hit under necessary knowledge, skills, and abilities.
Page
229. Ability working with individuals. Shouldn't that say ability to work with individuals? And I'll go either way. Just wanted to point it out to whoever does it. If they want to make that correction or leave it as it is fine. I think the gist of it is there.
Alderman Mayor.
Well, I do have some questions, I guess. I don't know if Bill is still here.
Bill wasn't here.
He was running.
So. He probably didn't expect it coming up this quick.
I'm sorry?
Not you, man, unless you become the health officer.
While they're looking for Bill, I will note that I would request that potentially the motion be subject to technical corrections. I know the Human Resources Coordinator identified one or two
That's
other
fine.
Spacing corrections that could be
sure.
cleaned up.
Yeah.
Mark, do you know who's giving this grant?
It's directly from the federal government, one of their departments that has a fairly long name. I think it's out of the
Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Okay.
Top of the page, 211.
All right, and it's is it a guaranteed loan, or could it be reversed at
grant.
Any
time?
Don't towards the bottom
from
of
my,
grants,
from my experience from this sort of grant, only if you fail to meet any of the requirements of the grant, such as you consistently don't submit the quarterly reports when they're due, things like that. As long as you're meeting the obligate or the requirements of the grant, you continue to receive the funding.
And the grant is $500,000 or
$125,000 a year for the 4 years.
For 4 years?
Five years. That's in the fiscal note on page 211, the last paragraph.
All right. And then I just have a question, I guess, regarding after the 5 years, what happens with this position? I mean, it's being paid by grant for the next 5 years, and then what happens to the position?
Unlike some federal grants that, for example, for some police and fire department support grants where you have an obligation to retain the position, that is not a component of this grant. So when the funding ended, I believe the city would have be able to determine at its discretion whether to terminate the fund or the position.
Mr. Worker.
There's a second there is a second 5 year period that you can extend. So it can be a 10 year grant.
Okay. So the position really is kind of dependent on the grant. Otherwise the council in 5 or 10 years is determining whether or not the position is kept.
Correct.
Okay.
Motion on the floor with the amendment to for technical corrections. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. See you, Bill. Nice of you to join us.
Yeah. How's the run?
Thank you.
Move back to item G1, a report on the Public Service Commission, Wisconsin case docket. So, Oak Creek Water Utility, Mr. City Attorney.
Franklin Water Utility intervened in this matter last August. In summary, as set forth on the action sheet, this was a construction project proposed by the Oak Creek Water Utility. Which in cost amounted to approximately $30 million. And estimates by Public Service Commission staff with regard to the impact on water rates were the project approved. Dependent upon interest rates, currently would have been about a potential 30% increase in rates. Earlier in the case, with different interest rates in the economy, PSC staff at a hearing in January had estimated the potential increase to be 33%. So